running down the highway. We ran down the highway last night, drove up to Flagstaff. We're broadcasting live from the Fort Tuthill County Park, where we are a part of the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. We've got Game and Fish here teaching the kids how to fish, how to shoot archery, completely and totally adult and professionally supervised, and it is a blast. If you're looking for an excuse to get out of the heat and come up the hill, I'll tell you one thing. Make sure your radiator's full, the antifreeze is fresh, and you've got lots of cold water in the car. Because in the drive up last night, we left the valley about 2 yesterday afternoon. We counted in excess of 20 cars pulled off the side of the road with big puddles of yuck spread out all underneath their car down the back of the highway, people wiping their brow, people pulling off to the side and handing them water bottles. So it was a little warm yesterday. Didn't get under 100 degrees until we passed Munn's Park. But it's beautiful this morning, and started out in the mid-50s. We're going to be up in about the mid-70s here before too long, but it is a great break and a great reason to throw the kids in the car and get them up here and get exposed to getting outdoors. There's a lots of free training here for getting kids involved in activities that get them outside and enjoy this beautiful state we live in. Romy, what was your story this morning? Y'all drove up yesterday and you're camping out a little bit south of here. What did you see as you pulled out of your campsite this morning?
Oh, I'd say in the neighborhood of 12 to 15 elk does with about 5 or 6 little calves running around. And then as I kept going around and I was counting, I'm like, wait. There's deer. How often do you see doe, deer, and elk together?
They're all intermingled.
Yeah. Wait, is that real? Yeah. So got to see that. I wanted to go back and wake everybody up. Look.
Yeah, get outdoors. That's what it's all about this particular weekend at the Fort Tuthill County Park. KTAR will be broadcasting live here during the Rosie on the House show and, of course, during Mike Russell's Get Outdoors show this afternoon. So the drive up. Make sure you've got extra water in the car. Make sure the car tires are inflated correctly. Make sure the antifreeze is fresh. Make sure the radiator is full. And come on up. Now, we got up here last night, and I had read not too long ago in the newspaper, Roger Naylor, who has the book Boots and Burgers, hiking all over Arizona, the best burger joints in Arizona.
And I will say, I haven't read that book. But if Rock Springs isn't on there, it should be. We stopped for a Rock Springs cheeseburger on the way up yesterday, and oh, man, that was good.
All right,
one of the few places that'll cook it medium rare, like you ask.
Yeah, that's getting harder and harder to find for sure. Well, he had published not too long ago, just a couple weeks ago, article on the best 10 best barbecue joints in the state, and he listed one in Flagstaff I had never even heard of, Satchmo's. Now, folks, y'all know
how many people in Flagstaff know what Satchmo means.
Y'all who are regular listeners know my wife as Sweet Jennifer, but she's got a very snobby side to her.
It's called barbecue.
She is the queen of barbecue snob.
I wasn't all that excited when you told me because I always get disappointed. I grew up in. Started my years in Memphis, and I know what a good barbecue tastes like. So, it's hard to find them out here.
So we pull in the Satchmo's, and the menu reads po' boy sandwiches, smoked tater tots.
That's a dirty rice?
Dirty rice, jambalaya, and a whole assortment of different types of barbecue.
It's a barbecue Cajun kind of mix.
And it's a joint.
Cool joint.
We pulled up and Jennifer says, oh, this is interesting.
No, I said, this is probably good.
So it's a little bit off the beaten path, but
those are the places I love. You got to find them.
Hats off to Roger Naylor for giving Satchmo some coverage. They've been here 6 or 7 years is what we were told last night. Owners originally from Missouri, but some Cajun roots in his family tree. And Jennifer, your verdict on the pulled pork barbecue sandwich?
It was not your completely traditional barbecue and slaw, but it is bar none the best barbecue sandwich I've ever eaten.
Now that's saying something.
Which I know means it's not covered in sauce.
No.
That's what drives me nuts about people like barbecue. And you get it and there's so much, you can't even taste the meat.
They took a lot of time to really get the meat just right, and there's no fat in it. And then the slaw is very flavorful, kind of sweet.
And I could eat a bucket of dirty of Baby K's dirty rice. I mean, I could eat a whole 5 gallon bucket. And theirs was a little spicier, but the whole dish somehow got smoked. It was smoked rice. That was then the pork was added to it and the ground beef to make the dirty rice. It was. And it had and the coleslaw had little jalapenos in it. It was really kind of a sweet and hot coleslaw kind of all together. I had the blackened catfish po' boy sandwich that comes loaded with the coleslaw on it. And I just don't think I could have had a better meal last night. Mm-hmm. It was Satchmo's in Flagstaff, so don't forget about that. Now, I will tell you one thing that you're going to be disappointed in on your drive up to Flagstaff. Virtually every inch of the way, you're going to see some indication of a wildfire. Mm. There's one down by Prescott right now that you can see over the horizon as you come across Sunset Point. What do we have, 13 currently burning in the state?
It's hard to tell from the website, but an assortment of coming and goings, you know, 13 in the last couple weeks here that they're working on in some stage.
The sky, I am not exaggerating, the sky from Phoenix to Flagstaff is hazy 100% of the way. We've got a fire here burning west of Flagstaff that's filling the San Francisco peaks. So that's the one small little disheartening thing that you're going to experience. But this high heat should be bringing in the moisture from the Baja area. And we ought to start seeing some moisture here within the next week or 10 days. Let's all pray for that. And we get back, we're going from monsoons to Dr. Sky.